10 minutes now past 8 o'clock here on WPHM on this Monday morning. We are winding down to Election Day, primary Election Day. Three Republican candidates are seeking the nomination for the 10th Congressional District seat, and one of them joins us right now. It is General Doug Slocum. General, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How goes the campaign? What a weird year to be campaigning for any office, let alone this huge congressional district. So many summer events have been canceled. Any unusual challenges for you on the campaign trail?
Well, you know, as a first time as a politician, so this is all new to me. Certainly what we had planned got thrown out the window. You know, there's all the parades, all the engagements, visiting all the VFW halls, all that type of stuff. And you're right, it's gone. So it's been much more the online and mail and other media to try and engage with voters all across the district. So it's been a tipsy-turvy way to try and campaign.
When you do get a chance to engage with those voters, though, what are you hearing from them? What do they want you to do in Congress for them?
Well, I think the two big things that I'm really hearing right now more than anything, it's, you know, the things right in front of us, which is what's going on with the COVID from an economic standpoint, how it's affecting businesses, getting businesses going again. You know, there's a lot of folks whose pocketbooks and businesses have been severely impacted by what's going on. So I think that's a huge part of it. And the second part I really think has to do with our constitutional rights, our civil liberties, and is our government doing what our government's supposed to do, staying in the appropriate lanes and adhering to our founding fathers' vision. So I'd say those are probably the two big things I hear when we're out and about.
What should government be doing? And what is government doing that it shouldn't be doing?
Well, I think that our government should really be educating what's going on, giving us the facts, empowering people to do what they're supposed to do. But you can't just make mandates, you know, from a single branch, specifically here in Michigan, from the governor's office. The executive orders really needs to be our government functioning the way government was designed to function, with all three branches of the government in agreement. But, you know, people need to have their freedoms. They need to have their liberties. We need to provide them the information and trust them to do the right things.
Right now, Congress is dealing with another round of COVID relief. What do you hope to see or not see in the next economic stimulus package that's being discussed on Capitol Hill right now?
I'd like to see no pork in it in terms of you know, wasteful spending and things that don't have to do with, you know, COVID relief directly. We saw a lot of that, I think, the first round. And I think there were some unintended consequences with the way that some of the things were done. I mean, when you pass a 1,000-page long bill within hours with people not having a chance to read it, and we realize that, hey, maybe this isn't the right way to do things. So I hope it's properly vetted, and I hope it is focused directly on COVID relief and not other types of projects of other people.
What else do you want to accomplish in Congress if you're elected to represent Michigan's 10th district? What would some of your priorities be in Washington?
Well, I'll go back to, you know, I am a constitutional conservative Republican, so everything to me rolls back to what is the role of the federal government. And I normally like to break that down into the categories, you know, outlined in our Declaration of Independence, which is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, protecting life from a national security perspective, protecting life as, you know, traditionally we know it. And to me, that's all stages of life, all lives, all stages. We want to preserve our liberties in our Constitution, from the Second Amendment to freedom of religion. And then, of course, the last in promoting prosperity, that happiness part, is to get government out of our lives in a lot of ways. We want to make sure that people are free to business, to be innovative, to be accountable for their own actions. And, you know, the free trade, USMCA, agreements like that, I think, are absolutely crucial for what we're doing now to allow free market access so Americans can be Americans and get back to the business.
Talking with General Doug Slocum, candidate for 10th District congressional seat, Republican. What made you decide to get into this race in the first place?
That's a great question. Thank you. Well, I retired just a little bit over a year ago, and about 3 months into my post-military career, after 35 years in uniform, is when our incumbent announced that he wasn't going to run again. and with a wonderful relationship with the community. In fact, there was a newspaper article that announced that Paul was not going to be running again. The conjecture at the bottom actually listed my name as a possible candidate without anybody ever talking with me. So my phone started ringing, and it took a while, and I really do see this as a call to continued service at this point. So that's what my focus has been. If I didn't think I was the right answer for the state of Michigan, I would gladly get out of the way and support who I thought was.
All right. So why should voters on August 4th or sooner, if voting absentee, why should they vote for Doug Slocum for Congress?
Well, that's a great question, because I get asked that a lot, because all three candidates are conservative Republicans who are running. But really what I bring to the table is 35 years of experience. And I mean experience at the international level, working with over 40 countries around the world, working back in Washington, D.C. as the Director of Safety and the Inspector General, certainly working at the states because we work for the states at the National Guard level, and local, like I was able to do at Selfridge and turning that base around and keeping it as the economic cornerstone that we have here in Southeast Michigan. But the other, as I always like to say, is in my job, I was always apolitical. My job was to bring people together to get solutions. And so I'm a statesman, I'm a diplomat, and I think I bring that level of discourse, that ability to bring people together and get things done. And then, of course, I always like to talk about, as we could call it, code of conduct or, my integrity, service, and excellence. I think my way of going about doing business with me, it's what you see is what you get. And I think those things really do set me apart.
General, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much. Good luck on August 4th.
Well, thank you so much. It was great being with you. Have a fantastic day.
All right. You as well. Bye-bye.